Now to a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry into the state government's handling of the so-called Sydney caravan terror plot and whether it influenced the introduction of legislation cracking down on hate speech. The caravan containing explosives and notes referring to Jewish sites in the city was discovered in the suburb of Dural in January. The inquiry has heard today that senior police doubted from the outset that it was part of a genuine terrorism plan. Miles Holbrook-Walk filed this report.
To some breaking news tonight, police in New South Wales have foiled a potential terror attack in Sydney.
Tonight, a caravan laden with explosives.
The Prime Minister has called it terrorism, and authorities fear the Jewish community was the target.
When the first public mention of a caravan discovered in Dural with explosives on board came to light in January, it was described as the foiling of a potential mass casualty event, put simply, an act of terrorism. But 2 months later, it was revealed that the caravan was instead part of a criminal con job, an elaborate hoax allegedly orchestrated by underworld figures who wanted to trade information with police to get some sort of benefit in the justice system. Today, questions about who knew what and when they knew it were put to some of New South Wales's most senior police.
I was initially of the opinion that the caravan had been placed there to cause fear within the Jewish community not to commit a terrorist attack.
Deputy Commissioner David Hudson is the head of counter-terrorism for New South Wales Police. Speaking at the state parliamentary hearing, he said while others were linking the caravan to anti-Semitic terrorism, he had a hunch early on that was not the case.
Seemed to be too obvious in relation to explosives, notes of potential targets, and just very unusual, which we discussed.
Also appearing at the hearing today was the state's police commissioner, Karen Webb. She says New South Wales Police were concerned about their inability to test the veracity of information provided to federal police by an informant, a problem caused, according to her, because federal police didn't provide all the details they needed. This meant New South Wales Police had to continue to take the threat of terrorism seriously for a prolonged period, despite their scepticism.
I directly recall relaying to the Premier and the Minister our concerns that we weren't able to test the veracity of the information.
Also on the committee for today's hearing was the National Party's Wes Fang. He put this question to New South Wales Deputy Commissioner David Hudson about the role of federal police.
So you've asked for more than a month and the AFP withheld the motivation for the informant providing that advice.
Based on our repeated requests, the senior investigating officer from New South Wales, who sat over the top of that investigation, was informed at some stage. I think it was around the 10th of February. However, he was forced to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
That's extraordinary, Deputy Commissioner Hudson.
A big part of this controversy is the timeline of events. The caravan was discovered on the 19th of January. The public was told on the 29th of January. Then that one police officer had to sign a non-disclosure agreement when they were told by federal police that a legitimate terror plot had been ruled out. 10 days after that, on the 21st of February, federally police finally told their state counterparts. On March 7, the police minister of New South Wales was told by police it was not attempted terrorism, but the public wasn't told until 3 days later. What this state inquiry is looking at is that off the back of the perceived terror threat, the parliament passed laws that introduced new penalties for a range of offences, largely dealing with anti-Semitic incidents, including the graffiti or the display of Nazi symbols. Some critics argued the laws were rushed. When grilled by Libertarian committee member John Ruddock, Commissioner Webb said police weren't asked for their opinion on those laws.
What would you say in response to my claim that you were derelict in your duty to tell the Premier, hey, look, we should sort of not rush into this because this is a murky situation and it's not what it appears to be?
Well, I reject that. When we are asked, we will provide comment, as we always do. And this is not one that we have led.
Greens Upper House member Sue Higginson also sits on the committee and says it's now apparent that Premier Chris Minns' rhetoric when the public was told about the discovery of the caravan and explosives was inflammatory and misguided.
The Premier jumping up and escalating rather than de-escalating the circumstances around that investigation has not served the New South Wales people, the investigation, and the laws of New South Wales at all.
The ABC has contacted the office of Premier Chris Minns. It referred the ABC to a past statement saying the new anti-Semitic laws had to be passed due to a range of incidents at the time, including attacks on Jewish businesses, schools and synagogues, and did not rely solely on the Jural incident.
Miles Holbrook-Walk reporting.